Amalgamation Steering Committee meeting for February the 4th, 2026. So it's 6:02, and I'll now call the meeting to order. I'll ask everybody to please silence their electronic devices. First on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Have all members received and reviewed the minutes as circulated? And if so, can I have a motion to approve, please?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Very good.
Oh, pardon me. I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda, please.
I would second that.
All those in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Oh, sorry, approval of minutes. I did that backwards. Have all members reviewed and received the minutes as circulated from our last meeting on December the 3rd, 2025? And if so, can I please have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from December 3rd, 2025.
I will second that.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, first on our agenda for today under new business is cost sharing moving forward.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cole, do you want to just pop up that? Okay. So myself, Sarah and June got together, and what we're proposing to the committee for your consideration is that any cost that we incur up to now and going forward, that we split based on the percentages calculated from our last year's assessments. So you can see the assessment numbers up there, and the percentages are indicated below. Town of Shelburne at 17.43%, Town of Lockport at 6.33%, and Municipality District of Shelburne at 76.24%. And I'll go on. I'll just talk a little bit further here. But so we've already incurred about $10,000 in expenses already. So we'll need some sort of motion from you guys tonight to proceed with paying those bills. I did want to talk about another topic. Can you bring up the email that I?
Can anyone else hear the meeting that's happening? Because we can't hear it at all, right?
I cannot hear it.
Nicole? Thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So. Okay. So, Mr. Chairperson, if you could ask for a motion for the committee to recommend to their respective councils to approve in their budget or to consider in their budget deliberations the spending allocations as indicated up on the screen right now, with a provision that the committee not engage in spending any of that money until the councils approve that spending at a later date, which would allow us to at least go ahead and make the MIP funding, and we can always hand the money back to the government if we need to.
Would someone like to make the motion that CAO Warren has presented to us?
I would like to make a motion for our three respective councils to approve the budget as presented, with the provision that we don't spend it if we don't have to. to proceed with the MIP funding application if.
That capture what?
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do we have a second for the motion?
I'll second.
Discussion?
I'd like to have a bit of a discussion about the motion that we at the town of Shawan we're just seeing these numbers and have not talked to our financial advisors at this point in time to discern whether these figures are obviously correct and or not correct going forward. So that's something that I believe the town of Shawan would need to look at, is the birthplace of the numbers in order to make that decision, because it could be more and or it could be less. And I'd like to put that forward, because we're dealing with the public's money, not ours. Thank you.
Mr. Chairperson, do you mind if I
please
comment on that? Yeah, we can definitely support your council by giving them where we got the quotes for the different reports. So your CAO believes already got that. So you'll be able to see what makes up that 550. And but I do caution it in the sense that they're just high level quotes that we received. So there's not like they weren't RFPs or anything like that. And not only that, you know, when I look at examples like Windsor West Hants, where I find out that, you know, their eventual costs were like 1.2 million or something like that, you know, it makes me wonder, okay, we've come up with these estimates for these costs based on what the board has requested, but where did all that other money go to that Windsor West Hants spent? And I don't know the answer to that. So there's a lot of uncertainty there. So I think that goes towards your request to request the MLA, you know, they put the bill, because I don't know where this could go in terms of the spending. There is a lot of uncertainty there.
Yes, thank you very much, Warren. And the reason, and, you know, primarily for the gallery as well, that I say that primarily because there's already been a lot of work done coming with amalgamation through our province already. And I don't have to go over things and pay for things that have already been paid for by other jurisdictions. If we can just take their name off it and put ours on it with a few changes, obviously.
And correct me if I'm wrong, right now we're just talking about bringing this information to our councils. We're not approving anything. We're simply making a motion so that our councils can review this information as per. Yeah. What you're looking for. We're not.
Yeah. I understand that as well, but I'd just like everybody to know at this point in time what my stance is about the cost, because I don't want to pay anything, actually. I just want to actually get this done with the least amount of money paid by any of the constituents in the county of Shelburne on this side of the river. And as well that, again, you know, we need to be very good as to what we're doing when it comes to our amalgamation and or our direction going towards an amalgamation. It has to be cost effective, number one, because, again, everybody's paying for this. And I like to be very, very cognizant of the fact that it's public's money. And of course, even if the provincial government pays for it, it's still public money. Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment?
Just the one comment I want to make. I think that the motion actually just sets out that we have the discussions with our councils as a whole, and not necessarily anything to do with the money, a dollar amounts yet, until that all comes in. But we want to make sure that each council is in agreement to move forward before we start spending too much money.
So sorry, did we miss approving the cost share recommendation to council too? Do we need a recommendation or a motion?
Yeah, you'll need a motion for that.
Okay. So should we back up and do that? Let's start there. So the percentages that have been worked out that are on the screen now, is someone willing to make a motion to approve the respective percentages as presented?
Would you want me to revise that motion then so we can break it down into what needs to be approved by the committee?
Yeah, maybe that's better if we include that in that motion that's already on the table. So maybe let's include that in.
So I would move that the committee approve the respective percentages worked out as presented. And I would also move that we are taking these recommendations to our respective councils for approval and reviewing, so that we may take the next steps for the municipal reform process.
Well said.
Is that good? Okay.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion on this? Are we ready to vote? Okay. All those in favor of the motion presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion is carried.
Mr. Chairperson, can I ask a question, please?
Please.
So we did have the specific numbers there in terms of what the anticipated actual number would be based on the $550,000 budget. I don't want to be a pain in the neck here, but because we would have a tight timeline for the CAOs to file and MIP funding, and you're all going to have to go back to your councils, can you actually get approval for them to approve those dollar amounts subject to us or to the committee not spending it until you get actual MIP funding approval and future fund approval from your councils? Right, so that it allows the CAOs to actually go forward, make the application, hopefully get the MIP funding, and then we sit on it until we get an outcome on what our advocacy is going to be with the MLA and whether or not they'll fund all of it. And if he's going to fund all of it, great. And if he's not going to fund all of it, then the committee can come back and decide, okay, are we going to spend our 25% of the MIP funding we got, or aren't we?
So just to be clear, and that's, so this is approving of those and recommending those account amounts so that we can complete the application for the funding. Okay. Does that make sense to?
Yeah. I mean, what we could do, Sarah, June, and I, we could actually come up with refined motion wording.
Okay.
For your motion that you can approve maybe, you know, tomorrow or something like that. And then we can take it up to the councils. Does that work for you?
That works for me. What does the rest of the group say?
Hey, we're 2 month period to get this MIP funding by, correct?
Yeah, we'll have to get your council approvals, and then once we get that, then we'll put the applications in.
And if I just may, just
piggyback off Warren, is just to make sure that we go forward with this. We don't miss the opportunity of this funding application, because if we miss the opportunity to apply within the 2 months, then we don't have any support financially. So if we go through the application process, get the initial approval from councils, then at least we know we have at least 75% of the funding support, and hopefully with advocacy towards the MLA, potentially 100% of the funding will be covered. So this is just to get us into the door with the application process so we don't miss that window.
So an important first step in understanding how much ultimately this is going to cost us. So first step is to apply for funding to see how much of up to 75% we may or may not receive. That then allows councils to then make the decision after that decision has been made. Is that correct?
Yes. And just to point out, just to make sure, understanding from what Warren was saying, if we approve or get approved for the application through the MIT funding, we don't necessarily have to spend the money. So if councils go down the road for the amalgamation process and looking to restructure, if you end up deciding not to go through this process, we then, like Warren said, can give that money back to the province. This just makes sure that you don't miss the one window for that funding opportunity. So it doesn't mean you're making the decision to amalgamate by any means. It just puts the money on the table for approved.
Allows you guys the opportunity to do what you need to do to apply for that funding for
us. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Makes sense? Okay, so would somebody like to make that motion? As presented by Warren, what Warren said, basically.
I'll make the motion that we approve the amounts that were presented and move forward with putting the application in.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, question. All those in favor of the motion presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion is carried. Okay. All right. Okay. Next, we have website FAQs. So, as everybody's aware, we have a web page, that has been started. And we talked last time about having some frequently asked questions that we can use to populate that, so we can start providing consistent information to all of our residents. So I'd like to open up the floor here, and anybody have any comment, question on that?
We should just make it clear with the people that's online that we do have a website and where they can find that and what exactly is going to be posted onto it.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so the website is hosted on the web page, is on the municipality site currently?
Yeah, it's on the municipality site, and the two towns will link into that. So it's just one consistent source of information. And in terms of FAQs, the three CIOs would like to get sort of direction from the committee in terms of what are the initial FAQs you want to see up there, and we'll try and get the answers to populate that, and we can put that in front of you, Mr. Chairman, for you to approve before we put them up. There's also a number of questions that are coming from the public where we don't yet have the answers. So it might be we put the questions up there, but sort of say something like we're working on the answers, we don't know the answers yet, something like that. So maybe if we could work on a process whereby the CAOs maybe send you via your email, questions that are coming in that we're hearing, or the other committee members can send them to you. And then you can ask us to come up with the answers. We'll get your approval, and then we'll put them on the website if that works.
Madam Moore?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to whether or not we have received questions yet from residents for this. Excuse me.
I received one email since our last meeting. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else like to make a comment on this? I know that also was circulated was the frequently asked questions from the West Hants amalgamation is still online. So I was reviewing that earlier. There's a lot of good information on there and a good starting point. I don't know if anybody else has had a chance.
I was reviewing the, it's more dated, but the Queens amalgamation. And as we were advised during our workshop, a lot of that information that they did was a really good job. So it's well worth a read if you have the opportunity, and sort of breaks down a lot of the things and questions that I'm sure we're going to have as a steering group.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty of having a webpage is that it's something that's living and active, so we can update as questions come in or as answers are received. So I think it's a good forum for passing information in one source that's consistent for everybody to see. So moving forward, anybody with any content that they would like to be put on, do you want to send that in my direction? And then I can work with the CAOs to help populate that. And then we can review it all together to make sure that it covers what we're looking for and is consistent with the message that we'd like to receive. Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. Moving on, yesterday we had Mr. Kevin Latimer in to do a workshop with the three units, and I think it was really well received. It was really well attended. I don't think there were very many people missing, which is excellent. And really refreshing and inspiring to see collaboration. You know, we all sit on committees together and have working relationships, so it was nice to have us all in one room working together, you know, and building on those positive relationships. So if you want to take a moment now, maybe by unit or by person, if everybody wanted to share some of their feedback from yesterday, I think it would be helpful for the public and for us to communicate our learnings. So Deputy Mayor, would you like to start?
Thanks. Now I know I'm at the end of the table. actually, I was like yourself. I just echo your sentiments. I think it was a great opportunity for all of us to get together. We certainly realize that we are facing a lot of the same challenges, and there's a lot of duplication of processes and government. I was very impressed with Kevin Latimer. He's certainly the person, I think, who has the experience to take this lead and someone we should invest in down the road. A lot of things he was talking, and we can go into it about the workshop, but some of the runoff costs that we talked about earlier, like he spoke about, which you know, the issue regarding plebiscites and stuff like that. And I noticed even during some of the elections, they were done prior to a municipal election year. So maybe that's something as a group we should keep cognizant of moving forward. Some of the hidden costs that end up occurring that we might be able to avoid. So that's all I, but other than that, it was a really great opportunity to learn a lot of stuff. So.
Penny, would you like to go next? Sure.
Sure. Yeah, I found the workshop yesterday very helpful, and that it gave, I think, all of us an opportunity to discuss together and share our ideas and what we saw were potential I guess pros and cons of amalgamation. I think it was a really good first step. One item of concern that I have heard from our residents is that if we become one, the new municipality will be responsible for all infrastructure costs going forward. So just want to make a note of that, because I'm not sure if we did that yesterday or not. But I guess, you know, the fact is that amalgamation is a very significant long-term decision with both potential benefits and risks. And, you know, I think open discussion, accurate and timely information, and meaningful public engagement are going to be essential in determining whether or not it's the right path for our community.
Thank you, Penny. Greg, I'd just like to mention that, yes, the meeting that we had yesterday and the workshop with Kevin was very informative. One of the things that sets in my mind still from yesterday is that I know the town of Shelburne and the municipality of Shelburne and also Lockport had looked at amalgamation previously. And I'm wondering where the information that was put together at that point in time. And the reason I say that is because it obviously didn't happen. And I'd like to know where the stop point was with that particular information. And I think that we need to go back and find that information and find out what the sticking point was, because we have not amalgamated or any other thing other than remain the same jurisdictions that we had. I think that's very important that we do that, because it could save us a lot of time and it could save us a lot of money, because there's obviously somebody come to a wall of some sort and stopped whatever they were doing for whatever reason, good, bad, or otherwise. So that's one of the things that that come to mind, as well as the fact of the matter is there are jurisdictions in this province who have already amalgamated, we should take their best practices so that we can cut whatever red tape we can cut out of it in order to go forward. And again, I'm back to cost, that will cost us less money and be what we want for the people or the citizens of our communities. Thank you.
Yesterday was great. It was very respectful. The conversations that were had by each unit were, everybody listened and had an opinion and nobody judged. One of the main concerns that I've heard between the two towns and the municipality is that people would lose their identity. That's not true. It's basically, if it's going to be a benefit for the residents, then we need to know how it's going to benefit everybody. So this isn't an overnight process. This is going to be a process that it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of reports that we need the information on before any decision is ever made.
Yeah, I'd like to echo everyone's sentiments on yesterday's workshop. I guess I would like to also add that the concentration and the main theme of this workshop was definitely the people that are going to be affected by this process. And that speaks to like staff in all of our municipal units, and obviously the constituents that are gonna hopefully, you know, it'll eventually benefit and, you know, have that sustainability aspect for us to move forward. And I think what really struck me the most was the fact that I can finally feel that we are all working towards the same goal, which is quite promising. So that was my takeaway from that.
Yeah, I had written down something yesterday that was ability to invest together for the betterment of all. And that really stuck with me. And I appreciate what you're saying is that everybody's working together and we've built positive relationships to this point. So I feel confident in our three communities' ability to work together, whether we go forward or not, but our ability to do that respectfully, I think, is really important. And that was kind of highlighted yesterday for me. And this is, like you said, this is a complex situation. It's going to require a lot of conversation, a lot of interaction and engagement with our community, because there's a lot of fears and unknowns and anxieties, because we're talking about our identity of our home, which is, you know, which is centers, like, to all of us. So I appreciate everybody who came yesterday and the conversation and the way it was handled. And there's no doubt in my mind that that will continue moving forward. So that to me is the biggest positive out of yesterday.
Just one other. So I assume that the notes, the workshop notes that we have will be available on the website as well.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Should be.
Yeah, actually, that was a question I was going to ask for you, if we can put those notes together. Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, could I just talk to the residents and please just a bit about the format so they understand what the workshop was about? So we had Mr. Kevin Latimer come down. So Kevin Latimer is the senior partner with Cox and Palmer. He's got quite a bit of experience in the province with regard to amalgamations and consolidations. He was his last involvement was with Windsor West Hants. He was the coordinator for the committee that actually ended up creating the new municipality up there. The format of the workshop yesterday. He gave us a presentation that went through the history of amalgamations and consolidations and educated us on that process with a number of examples. But then he also talked about something called guiding principles. And he says the success really of Windsor West Hants was that very, very early on, the committee and the councils created what they called guiding principles, by which the committee would create the municipalities, and they had to continually refer to those guiding principles when they were making their decisions going forward, and they couldn't step out of those boundaries. And he gave us examples of the Windsor West Hants guiding principles. We went through an exercise where the councillors looked at those and sort of identified to them what they thought were the ones that were important to them. So, you know, if this process does move forward in the future, that's something the committee would have to look at and talk to their councils about, or what about what guiding principles would move this process forward. He then went into like a workshop format where we split into three tables made up of mixed councillors from all three units. And he presented really a question, three questions. The one was on governance, the other one was on infrastructure, and then the other one was on finance. And it was to get the councillors to talk about what they thought the benefits were in each of those categories, and then what the challenges were. And so we've now got comprehensive notes from that yesterday. The three CAOs put that together. And when we put that up there, you'll be able to take a look at it. And you'll get a firsthand view on really what your councillors think are the benefits and the challenges. And, you know, they clearly identify, you know, what they like about it and what they're afraid of. So that's basically the format there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else on yesterday that anybody would like to comment on or touch on before we move on?
Yeah. I'd like to say to the gallery and the people who are online as well, that any of the people that are in this room now and or listening via the internet should go out and help us with talking to other people, you know, your neighbors, our friends, and let them know what is going on, because a lot of people are not going to, you know, go online and look at our websites to see what's happening. I personally would like to ask you to do that so that we can all get together and have the conversation so that when we make the decision, we'll be able to make a decision that's totally informative and better for everybody to be done. We're not, it may sound to some degree now and later on, we're not trying to be negative about anything. We're just trying to look at all of the possible avenues that we need go down in order to make it good for all of us, because it will only be more beneficial for all of us if we can look after this. I'm not quite sure if everybody's aware, but the men and women who are sitting here this evening and some in the gallery as well, they understand really well what goes on in the province of Nova Scotia. We are downloaded with a lot of things from the province, and we're always trying to play catch up with what we have. And we need to be a little more cognizant of what goes on. And this is one of the things that could very well help us a great deal throughout our whole community. And I just would like to again say, please talk to people about this so that we can get on with the conversation. We're all open here. Any of us are all open here to have a discussion with anyone and invite anybody to any of the forums that we have so that everybody is totally informed about what's going on. Ask a question. That's what we're here for. That's what we need you to help us with. So thank you very much.
What a perfect segue into our next agenda item. Oh, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Excuse me, with what Mayor Tanney has said. I think it would be a great idea if the residents, once they read this document, if they have any pros and cons that they think that we should be considering as well, to let us know so that we can include those in our list.
Yes. Yeah. So our next item on the agenda is public engagement strategy. Mm-hmm. So we've already, I think, entered into that topic. So hearing what Warden and Mayor are saying is that, and I think Anayak, you echo that too, is that we need the public to tell us and talk to us because we are following everybody's that direction, and we want to make sure that throughout this process that the communities are engaged and they have their voice. So saying that, I'd like to open up the floor and talk about, you know, where do we go from here and how do we engage the public? How do we engage the public right from day one? That's something that we've always talked about doing, and now we're here in meeting number one officially. So it feels appropriate that public engagement is one of the first things that we discuss. So I'll open the floor if anybody would like to make a comment.
Mr. Chairperson, mind if I jump in?
Please.
We were talking, June, Sarah, and I, about possible future education for the committee. One of the options for you to consider is to bring in Crystal Fuller and Brian Smith, who were the public engagement facilitators for Antigonish. And I think they had something like 30 or something like that town halls up in that process. And despite that really intensive engagement, the process failed. The government pulled the plug on the legislation. I think it would be very interesting if we could get them in here and for them to sort of tell us what their successes were and then what their failures were in that process, and let us know, you know, what a good strategy looks like going forward. So just something for you to talk about.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Warren.
I agree. The light's not on. Yeah. The more information that we have, that's already been vetted, if you will, that's been looked at by other people already, and, you know, they've screened it and done whatever they've done, and got the best results out of it they possibly could, you know, with the same type of framework that we're looking to deal with as we go forward.
I agree. Take that one step further, though. I think it's important if we can maybe locate people who were involved in, and we know who they are because we have their names in the thing, from Windsor West Hants, because that was the success story. That was the one that actually got through it successfully. So it would be really good. And I'm sure they had a lot of the same challenges that everyone is experiencing. So we've sort of had now two with having Crystal Fuller, but we had the previous first and preliminary discussions where we had, I believe it was Antigonish. Brian Cullen.
Yeah.
Where again, it was unsuccessful, that application. But so I think to have one maybe from Windsor West Hants might be helpful for the group as well and for the community.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Windsor West Hants was a little different. They can explain it themselves when we bring them here, but they actually made the decision very early on. So they didn't actually have a public engagement process, which was really strange. But I talked to Warden Abe Zebian and also the CAO, Mark Phillips, and they volunteered to come down to the committee and talk about their experiences from beginning all the way up to now. So if that's something you're interested in, then that's something we can facilitate.
Do we make a motion on that, or are we good? I think it's a great idea, but I'm just one person here.
Would you like to make that
sure.
motion?
Here? I'll make a motion that we invite two members, or we'll have asked them, Mr. McLeod, reach out to two members of Windsor West Hants who are involved in the amalgamation process to speak to the committee or steering group. We can make it all one motion if we'd like to include them all. Yep.
Is there a cost associated with this, just so we can include?
Okay.
Just want to clarify.
We can approach them and get a number, can we not?
We can approach
them. I think so.
And we need to make pay.
I already kind of twisted their arm.
Yes,
well, Abe and Philip, and they kind of volunteered. So I'm just going to say, just drive down here and talk.
Okay.
Crystal and Brian, I suspect there might be a dollar amount there, but we'll find out and we'll let you guys know. Maybe we'll start with Abe and Mark, and then we'll see where we go after that.
MDS has lots of money.
I was just going to echo Mayor Tanney's comments that he made earlier. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel with this.
Yeah,
there's a lot of information out there that that I think we should
use it. Yeah,
especially when it's free. And but definitely want to get some idea of what worked and what didn't for us moving forward.
Because it could, it inevitably, as everybody knows, a lot of men and women are in business, been in business, or understand it really well. That is, if we look after the pennies, the dollars should look after themselves. And we have to be really, you know, really quite close to the test with the money. And because we need every cent we have, all of us do. We never know what's coming up. And as I had mentioned beforehand, that our province downloads a lot of things to us that, you know, they're here, there, and everywhere, and they all, inevitably, they all cost. There's nothing that the province asks our municipal jurisdictions to do that does not cost money. They don't say they're going to do this for you, but by the way, we're paying for the whole thing. We'd be, you know, that'd be nice if that would happen, but that doesn't happen. So as Warden Penny had said, if we can find out as much information as possible, you know, with these people that Warren has mentioned, Greg has mentioned to invite down, that will cut into a lot of things, answer a lot of questions, because time is money. And again, I'm interested in saving money for everyone, and so that we can, you know, have a better community and more clout when it comes to dealing with our province. Thank you.
And I think that we should open it to questions, not at that time, but previous to the meeting. If our residents have any questions that they'd like to send in, they can be forwarded to the people that's going to be here. Mm. And they could answer some of those critical questions that they have and come prepared to answer those.
Yeah, speak to specific things that we're looking at.
Yeah.
Good idea. Good idea.
I'd like to just mention one more thing, that there's a lot of people who are you know, quite involved in using electronic devices to communicate with, i.e. telephones, obviously, with text messaging and, of course, internet. But I like to try to disseminate to people that it's not a problem to walk into one of the offices, whether it's Lockport, MDS, or the town of Shelburne, walk in with a question and ask that question to a person. And a lot of people are getting forgetful of that whole process. But it means a lot to us. And maybe offer a little more clarity to people who would like to just walk in and ask a question, you know, involved, you know, with what we're talking about or anything for that matter. But when it comes to this amalgamation business, there will be a lot of people who are not going to be electronically hooked up to the conversation. So, again, any of us in this room that can, you know, coach people to come talk to us, and you know, physically come talk to us, that we're open to that, and we have time for that, and we'll make time for that.
Yeah. And maybe for those who are hooked in online, on our website, to send in those questions and comments, please do, because that's going to direct where we go and the questions that we ask and the way to which that we're doing that. So yeah, to your point, have conversations, whether it's online or in person, but please engage in conversation, because we are in the process of exploring and learning. And I think we need lots of opinions and perspectives here to make sure we get the fulsome picture, which you've spoken of on several occasions.
Yeah. Information is very important, and everybody gets the same, you know, we get all out on the same page and not here, there, and everywhere with pertinent information that as we carry on and, you know, drop these subjects and carry on with the ones that are most important, of course, right? Not that everything's not important, but when we're dealing with what I believe we're going to be getting into, there's going to be some things that are really important. And of course, there's going to be some things that are less important.
Warden Penny?
Yeah, just I just wanted to point out that, you know, one of the reasons why we were asking residents to send in their questions was so that they could be shared, and so that anyone who went to that website would be able to see the same answers that were being given as well. So I think that's an important component of it as well.
Yeah, and maybe if there's certain things that you would like, whether it's town halls or surveys or whatever, the specific information, the better. That can help direct us moving forward how we communicate. So how many people are hooked in and not hooked in, and what that looks like. So I think that's really important here. Okay. Anything further on that, or move on?
Do we, yeah, we have a motion.
Oh, yeah, we have a motion on the floor. What is the?
I'll redo the motion because I think there were some variances to it. So okay, I'll make a motion that we invite two members from West Hants Windsor who were involved in the amalgamation process. And we will ask Warren McLeod to approach those people as well as to cost out and make a request of Crystal Fowler and Brian Smith to attend the steering committee and to answer questions regarding amalgamations.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a second from Mayor Jacqueline. All those in favor of the motion on the floor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion is carried. Okay, now let's move on. next steps. So discussion on further need for additional education sessions. So we already made that motion to invite West Hants Windsor to come and join us. Anything else anybody would like to request in terms of information or?
I know, yeah, I know that this is a general meeting with the people here. I'd just like to ask the people in the gallery, is there anything that you think we're missing at this point? Yes, sir. Not entirely, no. We have that in sight as well, but thank you very much. No, I know that, sir. Yeah. Well, we're looking at that as well. I was going to bring up the fact of the matter that Halifax, the city of Halifax, basically took over Dartmouth, Bedford, Sackville area, and no one had a choice there, which was referred to as a consolidation. I don't think we want to go there, but yeah. Queens was very successful, and they did that on their own somewhere in the mid-90s, 1990s, I believe it was. Warren?
No, thank you, Mayor. Kevin Latimer did mention Queens, and it was quite a while ago. So what we can do, the CIOs here, we can try and find out if there are still some of those people around. And then we can report back to the committee to find out if those people are still around and whether or not they can come in and give us their viewpoint. So if you leave it with us, we can check in on that. Yeah, we'll look into that for sure.
Deputy Mayor Hillen, you had something?
Yeah, I think Warren McLeod spoke to it, but you're right. Queens was very successful. I believe it was 29 years ago, so it is a little dated, but the same premises exist of what we're facing today, all our communities. When they decide to go for a single structured system opposed to two, they took all the things that we've discussed. They had initially 10 councillors and a mayor at large. Over time, they voluntarily reduced that to 8. And again, I don't know the reasonings for that. So yeah, it'd be worthwhile to reach out to them. What you have suggested is very very valuable, and because it was a success story very close to us. So yeah,
and I think it'll give us learnings because they're 20 plus years into it. So was it beneficial? How was it beneficial, etc. are good questions to pose.
And that's what I was just going to say, that I know there's been a lot of changeover of management and CAOs, that sort of thing, but even just a comment to bring somebody from there to say how they fared 30 years later. So
yeah, see it from every angle, right? Don?
Yeah, I just looked at a couple of things. I think we should try to get rid of our citizens, our town people. Maybe an idea would be to start something in the Vanguard, both the paper or the reports. They were in the process of possibility of information. Have questions or concerns? come to one of the offices of town or the municipality or the town law court or stick a question in the mail. Certainly, might say. We need to get out to as many people as we can, start this process forward, whatever way you decide in the end.
Thank you.
And just on that one, there'll be a cost associated with something like that, putting an advert in. So we can go and get those costs for you. And then at the next committee meeting, you can let us know.
That would be great. Thank you. Any other comments on that or anything else? Okay. Hearing none, our next meeting will be. Are there any? Yeah. Are there any in the chat, Nicole? Good point. Okay. If anybody online would like to submit a comment in the chat, that would be appreciated. Jeopardy, you now. Hearing none, date of our next meeting is so we're the first Wednesday of every month, so that would be March the 4th. Is that correct? 6 o'clock here at the municipality of Shelburne, 414 Woodlawn Drive. 6 o'clock. No other business. I have a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
And we have second.
I will second that.
Great. Thank you. Thanks everybody for coming out, and thanks everybody for joining us online.